Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this past week, hog producers from across the nation, including right here from our region, were in Kansas City, Missouri, for the National Pork Industries Annual Forum. And one of those in attendance was John Rouser, a hog producer from Tustin, Montana, who says a big issue up for discussion this year was African swine fever.
Yes, African swine fever is probably the most prevalent right now. A year ago, we were working on a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease. We got that pushed through Congress, so we're working on that. But African swine fever, probably the most prevalent right at the present. And just making sure that we get our export market back in place, you know, with the trade agreements that have been negotiated through. We're just, you know, got to make sure that we get pork to the countries that we need it to.
And the industry did exactly that, with U.S. pork exports posting new volume as well as value records last year, reaching nearly $7 billion. In fact, last year's exports were actually 10% more than 2018 in terms of volume and 9% higher in terms of value. And in case you're wondering, the number one export market for U.S. pork last year was Mexico. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.